بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I'm your brother Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and we wanted just to take another couple of minutes only, just as one of our short audio reminders. And the thing that we want to talk today about is that ayah in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Now, as a Muslim, and all of us were hearing this because of the fact that we're Muslims. The only reason I'm sitting here in front of you today is because of the fact that we're Muslim. And I'm trying to give you a small piece of advice. Like I said, inshallah ta'ala, as I promised, before I started this, I only need a few minutes. But we know as Muslims that the greatest command that we have is to worship Allah. Allah ta'ala, He says in His ayah, worship Allah. وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. And do not associate anything as a partner with Him. Now, this is a concept that every Muslim and any Muslim is going to understand. Listen, this is who I am as part of my life, is that I worship Allah Ta'ala and I don't worship anything else besides Allah. I don't make anything equivalent with Allah Ta'ala. But the thing we don't understand is here in this ayah, Allah commands us with this and He also commands us with something else that should be part of who we are as Muslims. And this is where Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Where Allah says, and be good to your parents. Our deen isn't take from it what you want and leave off what you want. We don't say, okay, I'm going to worship Allah and I'm not going to associate partners, but I'm going to be horrible to my parents. And still believe that we're on that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to be upon. This isn't the way that it works. But we've been commanded to do this, worship Allah, and do not associate partners with Him. And in that same breath we say, and be good to your parents. Now why am I bringing this up? We all know, you know, as parents, we all tell our children, Allah has commanded you to be good to us. Allah has commanded you to be good to us. Allah has commanded you to be good to us. But the thing that hurts my heart is when we grow older and we forget how we're supposed to be with our parents. We get out of the house, and look at how many of us, we barely deal with our parents anymore. We get married, we get our own apartment or house, start our own family, and how much birr or goodness do we do for our parents? How many times do we take them out to dinner? How many times do we make sure they're eating and all of the rest of that? How many winter months do they go through where we don't make sure? Go and make sure, show them that we're interested, that we go and make sure that they have heat in their house. Or summers, make sure that their air conditioners are running, making sure things are good for them. We don't do this. And what's even worse, something that's getting even worse in our societies, is that before when the non-Muslims were doing it, no one really looked at it. But now we as Muslims are starting to put our elders, our fathers, our mothers, in old folks' home. The majority of us know how they're treated in these places. And we feel comfortable with this. Knowing that our parents are being treated like this. And subhanAllah, we go home and we eat and we drink and we play and we party and we laugh and we act as though we don't know what possibly is going on with our parents. Do we believe that this command to be good to our parents is something that only is commanded while we're small, while we're in their houses? We have to get out of this Western mentality when we say, okay, I'm 18 now, I'm a man, I'm out on my own, or I'm a woman, I'm out on my own. Now it's about me. No, it's not about you. Look at that hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and I promise you, I won't take too much of your time. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, when a man came to him And he said, Ya Rasulullah, Man ahaqqun nas bihusnu suhbati. He said, O Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the most befitting person from amongst the people that I show them good companionship, that I be the best too. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ummuk, your mother. And then he asked the question again, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, your mother. And then he asked the question again, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam again repeated, your mother. And then the man, he said, and then who? He said, and then your father. Now this goes along with the fact, don't forget, Allah just commanded us to do what? To worship Allah and not associate partners with Him. And along with that, be good to your parents. But it shows the amount of respect and good that you're supposed to show your mother over your father. This doesn't make your father any less than her. But come on, this is your mother. This is the one who carried you in her belly. Went through all of the morning sicknesses and the pain and the backaches and the headaches and all of the rest of that for months on top of months on top of months. You know how it feels to get a cold. You know how you feel when you get a cold. You're sick for a couple of days. When you're done, 2, 3 days, 4 days at tops, you're ready to throw a party. This woman goes through this for 9 straight months constantly. And on top of going through all of that, then she has to go through, as she starts getting closer, to worrying about the pains for birth. Those contractions, and even giving birth itself. It's a mushkila, it's a problem. It causes lots of pain. She goes through this. Then the actual giving birth, and that comes after it. Then on top of that, she works hard to raise you and give you good and things along these sorts. Raise you to the point where you can become an adult and get out and do on your own and do well for yourself. And once this happens, you say, forget them, or listen, I have to deal with me and mine first. You let your spouse come between you and this woman that did all of this for you and the man that helped to keep her situated so that she can help to do this things for you. You put people in front of them, your friends, your spouse now? Not to say, no, you don't need to take care of your spouse, but that doesn't mean you don't need to neglect those people who had such a big role to play in who you became for your spouse. And now you have your spouse and now you don't really have time to deal with them, to check on them, to make sure that they're all right. Is this bir that Allah Ta'ala has commanded you with? Would you accept saying, okay, I'm Muslim, but I worship other than Allah, or I don't worship Allah? No, of course you wouldn't. No one would. So why is it that we're so eager to stick to this particular command about worshiping Allah and not associating partners other than Allah, and about worshiping Allah and not associating anything as a partner with Him, but when it comes to talking about being good to our parents? Listen, this is optional. I don't see how this is even a rational thought for most of us. And if we be honest with ourselves, the majority of us were guilty of this. And just because we're guilty of this, doesn't necessarily make us bad people. But now that it's brought to our attention, we need to first and foremost ask Allah for forgiveness for our disobedience to Him. We need to go to our parents and ask their forgiveness for our bad interactions that we do with them. And we need to mean it when we ask for forgiveness from all of the above. And we need to change our ways. Because one day, we're going to be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, and we're going to be asked about those commands that we left off, and those things that we were commanded to leave off that we took part in. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings and allow us to be of those people who uphold His commands and worship Him, do not associate partners with Him, and also are those who are good to their parents. آمين آمين. اللهم آمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.